9:06 here on your Saturday morning. We'll get into Saturday Sports Connection here in just a few moments, but we've got Arts in the Park 2025 going on here today out at Ellsworth Park, and our own Andrew Dudich is there via our Roofing Dog Mobile Studios. Andrew, how's it going out there?
Hello, this is Andrew Dudich out at Danville's Lincoln Park for Arts in the Park. We are going to be talking with all sorts of people today about all the events going on. It is going to be warm. We'll be taking a look at your Skywatch weather, of course, throughout the day, but it's fairly windy out as well, which makes a big difference if you're out here. Some of the early things that'll be going on when we open at 10 is shortly after will be the morning sidewalk chalk contest at 10:30 until 12:30. Registration at 10 when we open, judging towards the end, and then there'll be an afternoon contest later. So that way you're able to come on out and be able to do that no matter what time you're out here. You'll be able to, you don't have to take the whole time, but during those times you'll be able to participate. Age divisions are preschool and kindergarten, first to fourth grade, fifth to eighth, and then high school to adults. So no matter what age you are, you can come and partake in some of the art. There's also a free children's art tent that has several different activities. One of the new things they're doing this year is string art, where you'll have like pegs on a board and you can make different designs from that way. That's a different one for this year. Several different acts will be on stage as well. They'll be kicking off today, I believe, with there'll be ukulele, I believe. Yes, Ukulele Molly, and then that'll be at 10, 11 o'clock, Adrian Rose, AJ Outer, Spotlight Performing Arts at noon. Awards and announcements of all the different booths. Javier Huzzini at 1:30, the Woodchips, they've been popular in the area, at 2 o'clock. Tomcat on the piano with Julian Randall at 3. Cotagrim will be on at 4. In Bloom at 5. Gilded Cages at 6. And Carrying Torches at 7. Of course, they have the extended hours this year. Last year, they decided to be open even longer for people. If you have work in the morning, that sort of thing. So hours today here at Lincoln Park are 10 to 7. Tomorrow is 11 to 5. Car show, if you're interested in that, that'll be today only, so you want to be sure to come out today. And they'll wrap up mid-afternoon. Usually they have awards around 1, somewhere in there, wrapping up around 3. One of the groups that won't be here today will be the Danville Muni Band. Usually they're much later, just in case heat expected to go up throughout the day later, so they're going to be at St. James instead. And you can check out more on their Facebook page. We'll be going around talking with all sorts of people today. So, like I said, opens at 10. Come on out early. While it's still great weather, lots of people and local artists to check out. Don't have to pay anything to get in or park. Come around, take a look at everything, and maybe go home with something special. We'll be back later on today. Sports Connections coming up in a while here on WITY. Thanks to Andrew Dudich on the scene at Arts in the Park. And yes, we are the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY. Online at WITYradio.com. I am Chad Baker, the coach, John Spezia across the way. And of course, we are presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. Coach, how we doing?
Well, you know, ServPro, you got to clean up a mess. If you got a mess, they'll clean it up for you. So I don't have any messes, so I don't have to worry about
it. Were you a messy guy growing up?
I'll stand on the fifth
amendment. I won't. I'm a mess now.
It's because you're a Libra.
And you've seen my desk.
I've seen your desk.
my desk needs a little ServPro action right now. Yep. And perhaps people in hazmat suits. We've got a little to talk about today. We'll have more reports from Arts in the Park coming up. Big thanks to our sponsors, presenting sponsor, as we mentioned, ServPro of Vermilion County. Our good friend Dustin Ehler, Country Financial Agent over in Fairmount. Make sure to go visit him for all of your insurance financial needs. El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. If you got a hankering for some Mexican food, and I know Coach every once in a while gets that.
Yeah.
He's still rallying for that breakfast burrito.
I know. That's
see if they can get them to do that.
They'd win my heart if they had a breakfast burrito Saturday morning.
I haven't been in a while. They still have Huevos Rancheros on the menu. That might be the closest you're getting.
Huh.
I don't know. I'm not a big egg guy, so not big on the Huevos portion of that.
You're not a big egg guy. You don't.
But you know what?
You need your proteins.
I love chicken. The egg. I go chicken route. So
we need to sit and have a little talk about life decisions.
I like my eggs and cake, and that's about it. I do. Oddly, I do like eggnog. So I just don't like eggs.
Eggs are good for you.
I know.
Two or three hard-boiled eggs every morning. Though I was in a rush today, I didn't get to
That's why you look young and I look terribly old. We look the same age.
I don't know about
that. We're pretty close, but there's, let's see here, 23, 24 years between us, 25 years maybe.
Pretty close to that. Pretty close to that. I'm 7 decades. So
yeah, and I'm coming up on 5 here. Pretty
5 decades.
Yeah, that doesn't seem right. I feel like I'm a teenager. I have the mentality of a teenager.
Well, yeah, that's what Dave says too. He says you have the mentality of a teenager. That's why he loves your.
It's how
enthusiasm.
It's how I stay young. Also, speaking of having the mentality of a teenager and the energy of a teenager, our good folks over at Latos Heart are also a big sponsor for us here.
Fifi.
They've got Fifi the cat. They've got everything that you
need. I could have sworn I saw Fifi doing dives off of a diving board.
So if you are a social media person, you know that every once in a while you'll just pop up your social media feed and random videos will pop up. Well, today on I was prepping our X feed, this is Zoya, at Zoya underscore AI. They have an AI video talking about the
cat diving.
Yeah,
let's get to the cats
diving.
And chase.
The prompt or the status says, reality is cooked. No one can spot AI videos anymore. 10 wild examples. Number one, Kitty Olympics. Looks 100% real, but it's fully AI. It doesn't look 100% real. I think they're really trying to sell people on the belief that AI is real. And it's like, until we get people that have less than 7 fingers and cats.
I was it's funny you say that, Chad.
Yeah.
I was up at, just come back from basketball camp up in the northern part of Nevada near Area 51. And there were a few of those roaming around. One of them stopped me and said, hey, once you come with us and meet our leader, I said, hey, look, I got to get back. Saturday morning, I have to be with Chad Baker and do the sports show. I said, there's a lot of people love that show, and they want to make sure. Says, and one alien said, oh, yeah, we know Chad Baker.
Yeah.
I go, really?
What?
Yeah. And they described you to a T, so.
It's because you describe me every week. Yeah, he's the guy with the black Adidas hat. By the way,
Adidas hat.
And I know we have an older demographic out there, but and I'm always looking out for their best interests in trying to avoid scams. If you really want to know what's AI and what's not, look for the misspellings. And I know that's harder nowadays because we've had people misspell stuff all over social media the last couple of years. But telling you, London is spelled London, not there's no K in there. So if you look in the background and you see a lot of misspellings in the art, that is AI. That's a
so
very
you mean if,
key
if I
indicator.
See CAD that that's not you?
Well, yeah, that's how you can tell some of these AI videos if they've got a lot of misspellings in the background and on stuff that's important, stuff that's printed.
So if I see a picture of you and you look like a bodybuilder, that's AI?
Right, exactly. Because I'm not a bodybuilder at all. Okay. You know, and
you got long hair.
Local ice cream menus aside, if you see misspellings, then yes, it's AI. And I don't know. Maybe there's things in our world. Maybe there's local ice cream stands that are AI. I don't know. I feel like sometimes I'm walking through the area and I see people that are generated by AI. That's just kind of where we are as a society.
Well, like I said, I was up near Area 51, and they were running around. I mean, I could just tell you. And I'm just glad they let me come back to Danville.
Contrary to popular belief, we do talk about sports on this show, and we will get to talk about
sports. Aliens play sports. You didn't know that?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Who plays sports?
Aliens play sports.
Aliens play sports. Yeah. Well, that was, there was aliens in Space Jam, wasn't there?
Yeah. But Michael played against them. Yeah. Hey, if Michael can play against them.
That was the Intergalactic All-Stars.
Yeah.
I'm gonna floor you with something. I've never seen either of the Space Jam movies in their entirety.
I mean, come on.
It's on my list to do. I'm waiting for my daughter to be like, yeah, like we can watch that. But I'm still just trying to get her hooked on Looney Tunes, let alone dealing with Space Jam. I got her hooked on Muppets, so I've done something right, but now I've got to transition that into
that
Looney Tunes.
And sometimes I've been in some jobs where this is Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes and Merry Medleys. Or Melodies. Merry Melodies. So we've got some Prospect League action.
We do?
We tried to shape this a little easier for us to talk about this week.
I'll give you
a little something different.
You know what? You must have stayed up late at night.
No, I did. I was in bed by 11.
That's unusual for Chad Baker with CAD Baker. So
Everybody got their games done early.
You know what? And all these are spelled correctly, too, Chad. It's amazing. Prospect League, you got Danville right. Danville 1-3 for the week. Alton at Danville is postponed. Illinois Valley 8, Danville 3. Normal 7, Danville 1. Championship City postponed. Illinois Valley 6, Danville 4. Danville 14, Champion City 4 last night.
And nobody right now, I think, in the world, not just in this league, but in the world, has more postponements to the Danville Dance. I believe they are at 7 is their counter of games that they have to make up due to rainouts.
Well, you know, they should be. Is that because of Danville Stadium, or is that because of the other teams they play?
Well, that's because of the weather is what it is. And, so they've had some of those games at home. I think quite a few of them have been at home just because of the way the weather has hit. And
I guess we could encourage them to have a all turf field like Westville, or
you could put a dome stadium.
Well, I mean,
you know what they're doing nowadays with some of these stadiums? They're doing it to where it's not officially a dome, but they still have a roof. So like SoFi Stadium, technically not a dome stadium, it's a glass roof it's basically a carport over a stadium.
Oh, okay.
So it's still open air. Los Angeles, where they don't really need that.
Where?
Los Angeles.
Oh.
It's where the Chargers and the Rams play.
Okay.
It's that big extravagant stadium. I think they've had a championship of professional football there, and they've had a few other events.
Chad, can you help the fans out there and tell them the ones that are dome stadiums, you know?
Are we talking like actual domes? Because
yes.
I don't know that we actually have official domes.
Arizona,
Superdome.
Where the Diamondbacks play, that's a dome one. They closed
it. That's a retractable roof.
Right.
So, you know, if we get a retractable roof, then we're talking, Safeco. We're talking whatever they call the...
Oh, Safeco. Where's that at? So the fans understand.
Well, it's not Safeco anymore. It's something else. It's like T-Mobile something. So Seattle, Houston.
Houston had one of the first dome stadiums.
Yeah, they had the first. They had the Astrodome.
But you know what? There's one before
the eighth
that.
Wonder of the world. So they've got Seattle, Houston, Arizona. I believe Florida's retractable roof. Milwaukee's retractable roof.
Wow.
Toronto, which is the Sky Dome, but technically a retractable roof stadium there. I know I'm missing some.
Well, if we go back in history.
And then, of course, with football, in pro football, you've got the Superdome. You've got, I believe, Atlanta is retractable roof, Indy's retractable roof. Los Angeles is fixed roof, but it's a glass roof. Las Vegas, I think, is a fixed roof. Phoenix. Phoenix has Arizona. The real neat aspect about that is I believe it is a retractable roof, but they have a system where they can pull the grass out. So they've got a plate that comes out,
plate comes out.
Can keep the stadium dry, but then they can pull the grass out so it can get sunshine and rain.
There you go.
Yeah.
You know, we're off the subject a little bit.
We are.
But I will say this now. You know, now I think the University of Kentucky has it. They have a glass floor that I don't know what the other ones have it, but they have a glass floor. I think some of the NBA teams have them. But it is glass. It's very durable, and they can change the makeup underneath. You could draw plays and put your plays on it. You could do different graphics on it. So I think there's some of the NBA teams have it also. But,
yeah,
that's where technology is going. And they say it's more durable than wood, and it's more, it's got good bounce to it, and from a jumping standpoint.
And so, it's regular glass or plexiglass?
I'm not quite sure on that. Oh. I saw it, it's been a couple months ago I saw it, and they gave examples of it. So
I can't imagine it being a nice surface to play on.
At Milford, when I was in Milford, they had the plastic, whatever you call it, sport court, and they used to have carpet. So I guess you can play basketball about anything. People that played on cement and asphalt, so
yeah, that's
there
true.
You go.
That's true.
Next one, the Lafayette, 2-3 for the week. DuBois County 6, Lafayette 3, Lafayette 8, Chillicothe 2, Lafayette 14, DuBois County 8. Lafayette had a post opponent. There's only one for them. Terre Haute, the Rex 5, Lafayette 1. That's the Aviators, by the way. Chillicothe, I don't know what their nickname is.
They're the Paints.
The what?
The Paints.
The Chillicothe Paint?
Paints. Yeah, like the horse.
Really?
Yeah. They are.
Okay.
Horse country.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, when you go about that, we'll talk about...
not to be confused with paints like you get at, like, Frank's House of Color. So...
Lafayette 6 last night. Lafayette at Chillicothe today. Lafayette at Chillicothe. Chillicothe at Lafayette.
They're going to get to know each other very, very well.
Chillicothe at Lafayette. Looks like the long Lafayette at Terre Haute Rex. Terre Haute at Lafayette. And Lafayette at Illinois Valley. You know, there is a little history one. One of the few logos in the United States is named after a very celebrated tribe that had the longest standing war with the United States of America. You know who that is?
Isn't that the Blackhawk?
No.
No.
But you're close.
Am I?
Let's go south. Think a minute. Great warrior. Florida State?
Seminoles?
Yep. Seminole Nation. Longest standing war with the United States. And they were, and the chief was, I'll get it wrong, Okeechobee maybe, I think is the correct pronunciation of great warrior chief of the Seminoles. Chad's looking at me. He's got this. It's like a deer in headlights. I'm not sure that he quite understood.
You don't get me in that very often.
No, not
but
very
yeah.
often, Chad. No. No, but you were. I thought just a little tidbit that you'd like that. Just, yeah, okay. I should keep going. All right. Terre Haute, 5-1 for the week. Terre Haute, 4, Springfield, 2. Terre Haute 11, DuBois County. That's way down in southern Indiana, by the way. Mm-hmm. Down in Larry Bird country. So Terre Haute 11, Chillicothe. Where's Chillicothe at? Is that in Ohio?
That is in Ohio. Very good.
When I keep thinking of Chillicothe, I think the one up by Peoria. So
yeah.
Chillicothe 10, Terre Haute 1. Terre Haute 5, that's the Rex. I don't know why they call them the Rex, but it's Terre Haute 5, Lafayette Aviators. I guess because of... Terre Haute 11, DuBois County 3 last night. Champion City at Terre Haute today. Terre Haute at Danville. Terre Haute at DuBois County. Lafayette at Terre Haute. Terre Haute at Lafayette and Chillicothe at Terre Haute. What
the,
am I?
Terre Haute Rex are named after a prominent product with a historic connection to the community. Rex Coffee, produced by Clabber Girl, the imperial blend fit for a monarch, was roasted and packed in downtown Terre Haute with a history dating back over a century. Wow. Patented in 1905, Rex Coffee was a household name from Chicago to Louisville and from Cincinnati to St. Louis. It was a regional coffee.
See, that's why you listen to the show, and folks. You get history.
And they don't have anything coffee-related with their logo. It's a crown.
It's a what?
It's a crown. It's so maybe Rex Coffee. Okay, so that's where that comes from. Imperial blend fit for a monarch. So that was, that's where they get
the See, crown. We all learned something today. We learned about the Seminole Nation, and we learned also about the Rex, so.
Speaking of the Rex, we haven't had any area players of the week, but Rex with a 5-1 week and now sitting on top of the Central by 4.5 games. So they're 13-8. They're likely going to have a player of the week probably coming up. They've won 9 out of their last 10. Dan's suffering 5-10, and of course just trying to get games in due to the inclement weather. Lafayette at 11-8. Anybody in the top five on any of these teams you're asking as far as like hitting or pitching? Well, Diaz for the Rex has 5 home runs and 17 games played. You have Polcano for the Rex has 21 RBIs. Garcia, 21 games played, 15 stolen bases, which is getting it done on offense. Over on the pitching side, Guadamuz has 3 wins and 4 games pitched for the Rex. Lafayette's Cartron has 3 wins and 3 games pitched. Guadamuz has 30 strikeouts. He's second in the league in his 4 games pitched for the Rex there. So that's where it's at for Prospect League this week. We need to take a break. We're up against Sports World. We'll get another report in Arts in the Park. Andrew Dudich from the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios coming up when the Saturday Sports Connection continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Let's clean it up.
Jim Basquiat, we lead it off with baseball. There's a new first-place team in the NL East.
The pitch swung on, hit in the air, left center field, up the alley. Taylor going back to the wall, looks up, and it's off the base of the fence. One run is in. Castellanos coming around third. JT is right behind him, and they both score! Bang, bang at the plate. Bryson Stott cleans them off. 8-2, Phillies lead it.
As Sports Radio 94 WIP, Bryson Stott's bases clearing triple in a 6-run seventh. The Phillies hand the Mets their 7 straight loss, 10-2, leapfrogging New York for first in the East. They've won 8 of their last 9. Rafi Devers, first time versus the Red Sox, goes 0-for-5. Seidon Rafaela, 3 hits, including a home run. Boston 7-5 winners in San Francisco. On a night, both skippers were suspended after benches cleared for the Padres and Dodgers. San Diego falls 6-5 to KC, while L.A. beats Washington by that same 6-5 count. Christian Yelich drove in a career-high and franchise-record 8 runs. Jacob Mizrowski took a perfect game into the 7th, second career start, broken up by a Matt Wallner home run. Brewers scored 16 times in the final 4 innings. They beat the Twins 17-6. Cal Raleigh broke Johnny Bench's record for home runs by a catcher before the All-Star break, 28th and 29th. Mariners 9-4 over the Cubs. Eugenio Suarez homered in consecutive innings. They become the 3rd Venezuelan-born player to reach 300 in his career. Diamondbacks 14-8 over the Rockies. And then there's the Yandy Diaz and the Tampa Bay Rays. They are 3-for-5, 2 home runs. All of their starters had at least 1 hit as they bombed the Tigers. 14 runs given up, a season high for Detroit. Tampa Bay is a game and a half back of the Yankees for the top spot in the AL East.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Daniel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit Danville Ambucks.com. Shoulders together.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Let's head back out to the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios out of Ellsworth Park. Andrew Dudich is on the scene.
Hello, this is Andrew Dudich. We're out at Lincoln Park for Danville's Arts in the Park this weekend. Through tomorrow, we're over at the Children's Art Tent with Shannon, and we're going to be learning a little bit about some of the activities that kids can partake in this year. Thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
We're getting all set up. Of course, they'll be open around 10 o'clock today. Tell us a little bit about some of the activities that families can come over and do today.
Sure. The art tent for kids is all free activities. We do take donations, but we have sun catchers. You can make your own beaded sun catcher. We have fans, which everybody's going to want to make today. You can call yourself a fan. We've added string art this year. We have the 4th of July streamers they can make, sand art. We have puzzles, so you can color puzzles. We have a big graffiti board, and we can do beaded bracelets. So that's what we have for you this year.
Awesome. And is there like suggested ages, or just kind of come over and there's kind of things for everyone?
We have things for everyone, and we have tons of awesome volunteers. We got some Northeast parents this year, as long as the board members and then community members to come help, so they can walk you through the crafts. So any age is good.
Are there certain hours, or during, as long as the show's open, you're here? How does it work?
Yep, we are here as long as we have supplies and as long as the event's going on.
And it's great weather right now. It's supposed to get warm, but we have the wind, which helps a lot. So, and it's also not so windy, though. It's blowing everything over, so I'd say it's about right.
Yes, and we're under a tent, so we have shade. So come over and, make some crafts. It's going to be a good day.
Come around, check out some different things. Shannon's got some other work to do, it looks like. And that's great, because this is also a great resting spot if you want to be able to go around, look at everything, and then take a break, create some things. We have some people checking it all out right now. We're over on the north side of the park under a big red and white tent. There's a big sign out front. You can't miss it. Come on out. Also, be sure at 10:30 to 12:30, you'll be the children's sidewalk chalk contest, and that's for all ages, not just kids. But they have divisions for different age groups. Be able to check that out as well. We'll be talking more about some of the different groups coming up. We have Ukulele Molly on stage right now. And you can also always check out Arts in the Park on Facebook for full schedule of events, anything else going on. We'll be back later on this hour from Lincoln Park here in Danville. This is Andrew Dudich.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad and Coach back with you. Lincoln Park, sorry, not Ellsworth Park. That was my bad for not getting
you're
all
bad.
The information.
You know what? I was going to go to Ellsworth Park, and I mean, they've got a new, you know,
they
used to be a great softball diamond there. You know,
and I should know this. It's not my first rodeo. I should know Arts in the Park.
I didn't know that you did rodeo.
I don't.
You know, when
I've only done one or two.
Okay,
two, not my first.
When I was up in Nevada last week, one of the things in there, it's a small town, small high school, 1A high school out of four. Yeah. And they have rodeo. The kids do actually have, that's a part of their.
So, fun story, Effingham, my hometown, for several years was
the Fleming Hearts, by the way.
Was the home for the Illinois High School Rodeo State Championship.
I didn't know that. That's good.
Not Effingham proper, but Effingham County. It was held at the fairgrounds, but they would have the parade in Effingham and the celebration leading up to the rodeo state finals.
So did you do...
Non-sanctioned by the IHSA, by the way, because it's a different governing body.
Okay. So did you do calf roping or
bull
riding? I did none
of that. I may have called a parade on the radio, but that was about it.
You didn't participate?
Yeah. No. Or may have emceed that.
You're amazing, Chad. Today you got your nice Abraham Lincoln T-shirt on with sunglasses.
This is a dedication.
I'm sure Abe is very, very happy looking down at you, saying, "You know what? You've honored me." I don't know about sunglasses.
This is just a shout out to my late father, whose idea it was to put sunglasses on Abe Lincoln for his business T-shirts, and that's what this is. B&L Auto
Great
Interiors, which closed up in January. And if anybody needs material, I mean, give me a shout. Okay? We've got material we've got to divulge from, but just small plug there.
You got any other T-shirts that your dad made?
I have one of these in green. And then he also did a small run of ones with Ben Franklin with glasses on that says, "Been there, done that."
Ben was a sharp guy.
Yeah. So not as popular as what the Abe Lincoln with sunglasses.
No, I'm sure not. You know, of course, when you stand out in the rain and hope the lightning hits you, I guess what's that tell you? A little history here at WITY.
Yeah, it's always a history lesson here. But what do you expect from a former educator over here? A failed substance abuse counselor.
We got to have fun here at WITY.
We've got Easter.
Dave, that's all right, Dave. Don't worry, Dave. We're doing a good job.
Just
I know you're
there.
Listening.
Rolling his eye, shaking his head, wondering why he got himself into by letting us run
where'd I get these two guys
on Saturday morning.
Yeah, where'd I get these two guys?
Eastern Illinois Baseball League. Paxton swept doubleheader from the Dirtbags, Coach's favorite team, last week at 11-6, 5-4, and 10 in that second game. So that second game between the Swedes and the Dirtbags, actually a little bit of a barn burner there.
Well, can I ask a question? Because the Dirtbags turn in their roster. I'd like to see who's on that roster for the Dirtbags.
I think
we
can probably pop that up for you here shortly. Okay. Buckley swept Arcola 7-zip, 13-1. Royal had the bye this week. The Dirtbags host Royal for 2. Paxton welcomes in the high power of Arcola for 2. Buckley gets the bye week this week. Buckley 7-1, Royal 5-1. Of course, Buckley getting the bye this week, so that'll even out. Royal 5-1, Dirtbags and Paxton each 2-4. Arcola is 0-6. You were asking about rosters for the Dirtbags. Who do you want to know?
Well, just give them some.
Nick Coffin is the coach. He's also
who's the coach?
Nick Coffin.
Nick Coffin, okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. Is there anybody we need?
Well, just
Lucas Huckel? Hutchel Huckel?
Well, that sounds like a Catlin name. Okay.
That could be an Oakwood name. Could be a Hoopston name if it's Hutchel. We go around and around about that in the offseason. Isaiah Emke's part of that team. Bryson Marchenko, which I believe is Westville.
Right.
Just last couple of years. Connor Roark. You got Logan Spicer, Taylor Voorhees. I'll be honest. Some of these guys may be a little older than my time here, so I'm not real sure. Cody Baker, no relation.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Danville at one time used to have the league out at Garfield Park, which was a very good, well, it's not a baseball diamond anymore, but.
I will tell you that on the inactive list, Dawson Dodd is on that team.
Who is?
Dawson Dodd.
Oh.
You know him, BHRA, son of famed coach Mark Dodd, brother of Dylan Dodd, who's a Major League Baseball pitcher.
There used to be, and, you know, you go back through that league. That league, you know, Darren Fletcher played in that league. I know
Scott Gorelts.
Scott Gorelts. And Darren's dad, Tom, played in that league. And, I mean, I could go through a list. A lot of University of Illinois players played with Buckley or somebody. I imagine if we looked at the Buckley roster. I know Paxson had Corey Fox and those guys when they were still active playing and stuff. So it's been, Royal and Buckley and Paxson pretty much have been the staple of that league for years and years and years. And, of course, the guru of the I-League, Fred Croner.
You don't think that that's stacked, do you?
Pardon?
You don't think that's stacked? Maybe there's a little bit of favoritism there as far as where the players go. You want to play for a champion. Kind of like, you know, Yankees and Royals in the 70s. Or
well, that's true. You know, Buckley.
Some of these teams be a feeder program, like the Expos of the late 80s, early 90s, you know.
Buckley, they used to pay those guys. That's been a while ago, but I don't know what they do now. They used to take care of those guys, those farmers and stuff, and they'd bet on the games. Now, you know, so
we're not getting anybody in trouble are we? Okay, good.
So we senior American League Baseball before we get it. Baseball Battle Cancer Tournament at Baldwin, Missouri. Down post 210. Speakers 11, Baldwin 2. Danville post 210. 11, Clay County 4. Danville post 210. Speakers 2. Crawfordsville. Byron Cox Post 1, Terre Haute Post 346, Best of the Midwest Legion Tournament, Johnny Hine Post 501, 2, Danville Speakers 0. Last night, Terre Haute, Best of the Midwest Legion Tournament, Speakers 4, and Post 218, 19 under, AA 183.
That sounds like a serial number.
Yeah, it does.
Of some sort. Yeah.
Today and Sunday.
I think they play two games today, if I remember.
Right.
I don't know that they knew who the opponents were at that time.
No.
But
this week, Terre Haute Wayne Newton Post 346 at Danville Post 210, and then Post 210 Speakers at Princeton Round Robin. Junior American League in Baseball, Orange and Blue Tournament in Champaign, Danville Post 210, 7th Twin City Defenders 3. Post 210-12, South Central Storm Chaser 6. I hope they don't get caught up in any tornadoes or anything.
No.
All right, here we go. Gold, Dama Post 210, Gold 12, Rantoul 5. Bloomington Tournament, Fury Baseballs 16-7, Dama Post 210,
First
Gold.
First loss of the season there.
For the gold?
Yeah.
Well, go back with gold because I get confused sometimes, the age group. What's gold?
That would be the 16
I know. So I've had nephews and
the quote-unquote junior American.
Okay.
Legend. Yeah.
The one in Bloomington, Post 210, Gold 6, Christian Center 4, Post 210, 12, Windy City, Fredericks 4. Today, Danville Post 210, Gold versus Rhino Scorno, 15 and 16 under, down Post 210, Gold versus to be announced, down Post 210, Gold. This week at Marshall, Bloomington, tournament Post 210 Gold versus to be announced.
Yeah, this Bloomington DSP tournament's, I believe, 2 weekends, so they stretch it out Thursday through Sunday, both weekends here.
Senior American Legion softball, Texas Glory Metro 5, Danville Post 210 nil, Post 210 18 under 8, Defiance Elite Romeoville 1. Junior American Legion softball, Charleston Power 7, and post through 10 lady speakers 4. Pulse 14 and under 8, post through 10 lady speakers 1.
And that's a wrap.
You
know, I have bits and pieces of the softball stuff, and I reached out. I know Lindsay's busy and trying to keep the entire program kind of straight with things. But, yeah, there again, you know, anytime that we get some results, we're going to make sure that we pass those on.
And, Chad, you do a great job of that. But for those fans out there, I mean, to dig all this up and spend time, sometimes it's very difficult because
she's coming right out of her softball season with BHRA, coming right out of the school year. So, kudos to any of the educators that are doing the stuff over the summer like that to make things. I mean, because there again, you have to keep your organization skills paramount at all times.
Well,
and if you find a way that's successful for that I can adapt to, please let me know. Love to be able to do
that. Well, I think you find that with the really good coaches, they're going to take the time and spend that time.
Yeah.
Quickly I'll go through it. You know, if it's basketball this time in June, they're playing summer tournament someplace. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, I saw the post the other day, Danville High School's up in DeKalb where former Bismarck coach is at, Coach Reynolds, and they're playing up there. Well, the month of June for basketball is the high school teams. In July, it becomes AAU teams, and softball and baseball, same thing that's going on. And you'll see some of those coaches will coach baseball, softball, will coach an Allegiant team, or they'll coach a softball team, because then they'll come back and coach their grade school team in the fall, and then coach the high school team in the spring. I've seen it happen many times over, and that's why their programs are solid, because they do the extra.
Absolutely. Speaking of extra, we've got, of course, in our other items for the week, a couple of items from Fountain Central. New boys basketball coach, Lou Lefevre. We talk about it off air. Lou's got a...
He was at Wawasee before that. Wawasee's way up in northern Indiana.
148 record in the state of Indiana, but as a career, has a winning percentage over 700. 6 sectional championships, 2 regional championships, 4 different teams in Indiana, also coached in Connecticut, coached in Atlanta. Like, he doesn't look very old. I mean, he's still a young guy. I have more gray hair than he does. I don't know if he's going to get more coaching in this area, but, you know, I mean, he's got to be a pretty good program over there in Fountain Central and looking to
last year they struggled a little bit. They had a losing record, and they had a lot of young kids. So it'll be interesting to see. I think Jason Good is the AD over there, I believe.
Absolutely.
Still.
Does a great job in getting us information.
He's good about that. He's very good. His dad was a coach also. So.
And speaking of getting us information, so he was getting me some information, and I apologize to Sam and Jason for not getting a response quicker this morning just because with everything we got going on. But I'm going to try my best to get this information. So we've got the ball game. Have you heard about this, Coach?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So it's the Vetersburg Revitalization Fundraiser that Fountain Central has a part in. $10 for adults today. It's today. $10 for adults. It's $5 for 17 and under, $5 for seniors. All age groups welcome. The ball game will be played on the streets of downtown Vetersburg. Any type of ball except golf balls. So no golf balls, but you can use tennis ball, football, baseball, basketball, volleyball, flying disc, etc. The objective is to put the ball in the target tub in as few attempts as possible. You can propel the ball toward the target tub with any object you prefer, such as your arm, foot, tennis racket, golf club, baseball, softball, bat. It's supposed to be fun, so it's supposed to be a little crazy. It's a one-of-a-kind of event, sure to be a hit. You can register your group up to 6 players. You can email Sam Foley at foley.sam@gmail.com. You can text or call 317-506-6703. I imagine it's going to be all kinds of tomfoolery and shenanigans over there in Vetersburg.
Our kind of place.
Balls just flying everywhere, I'm guessing. And I still don't know the full extent of it. I asked questions. I was trying to figure out if it was a... You know, besides being a fundraiser, if it was also a potential sporting goods drive, because, you know, I mean, it'd be kind of neat if you did that. That'd be a way of getting balls needed for your different sports, for practices, and if you need that. But Just trying to figure out, you know, the objective, but they say the object is to get in as few, and it doesn't say what you win or, you know, if it's just a matter of skill or just bragging rights amongst the town. But I'm sure there's going to be some fun, and they can explain it to you.
You look a little puzzled there, Bird Dog.
If it's successful, then they'll
maybe
take it area wide here. So yeah. We'll see how that ends up working out.
What else you got, Bird Dog? What else you got?
It's a good thing to maybe knock off the steam from the hot day today with that heat advisory taking effect at noon. Before it gets too hot, though, we do have one more break to take, and we'll get one more report from Andrew Dudich out at Arts in the Park coming up when the Saturday Sports Connection continues, courtesy of our friends at Surf Pro of Vermilion County here on WITY. Summer storms can be unpredictable, but Surf Pro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. Surf Pro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call Surf Pro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Dandel Ambucks inspire mobility and independence for children, adults, and veterans in need. I'm Diane Carlton. Help us by becoming a member, volunteering, or making a donation. Ambucks sponsors Amtrikes, Challenger Baseball, summer camps, and more. Visit Dandel Ambucks.com. Shoulders together.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers. They've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Well, we have one more report this hour, and then, of course, through the 10 o'clock hour from Andrew Dudich via the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios out at Lincoln Park, not Ellsworth, Lincoln Park. They're just on the west side of middle part of Danville. Andrew's out there with the Arts in the Park 2025 scene.
From the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio at Lincoln Park, it is Andrew Dudich for WITY. We're here at Arts in the Park, and we made our way over to talk to a couple more people showing their art. I'm going to have you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about what you have today.
Hi, my name is Amanda France. I am with Ulin Arts by France. We specialize in wood-burning mixed media, so water paint, acrylic paint. A lot of our stuff is hand burned, so it's unique. We don't use anything but the wood burner itself. So that's kind of what we have. A lot of keychains, necklaces, wall plaques, magnets, bookmarks, lots of different varieties of things that are all hand done.
You have all different sizes of work, and it shows also that you don't have to come here and spend hundreds of dollars. You can if you want to, but you can also get something inexpensive if your kids are wanting to get a gift, that kind of thing. So you have all sizes for all budgets, all sizes of walls, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. We try to keep our things affordable. You know, we do this with love, and we want to make sure that we are pricing things to where people can love them like we do, but then also are affordable, but then also taking in the time that we put into it as well.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and materials, and then you have to come out here and everywhere else you go, it takes a lot. Do you have any special themes or certain things you enjoy more than others?
So I tend to go more towards like flowers, butterflies, woods, mountain type thing, moons. You'll see a lot of moon type things within my work. But I'm trying to branch out, try different things. So there's an eclectic taste of items, but there's a lot of like flowers and butterflies and things like that.
Awesome. Well, definitely season appropriate.
Yes. Absolutely. And we also have some Christmas stuff. We have some fall stuff. So, I mean, if you're looking for things throughout the year, even not just summertime, there's a lot of different eclectic tastes and things there.
And how long have you done this?
So we started in 2021. It just kind of started as a hobby. I was doing ornaments. It was a stress relief for us. And I was posting them on Facebook, and a friend was like, hey, you should sell these. So we set up at a little church bazaar, and from there it just has taken off.
That's excellent. Well, thanks for telling me a little bit about your booth. You're easy to find. You're kind of in the middle. You're where the kids and different people are going to be doing sidewalk chalk, so they can come around and check out all of that. Thank you so much, Amanda, for sharing a little bit about your creations with us today.
Thank you very much for stopping by.
This is Andrew Dudich here for WITY. They're going to be open till 7 today. And then if you'd like to check schedule for any other events, be sure to do that online, either on Facebook or their website. You can check that out. We're going to be talking with some more people again next hour, so be sure to keep it here. This is Andrew Dudich for WITY.
Thank you, Andrew. Back with wrap-up of Saturday Sports Connection here on 980 AM and 99.5 FM WITY. Chad, Coach, back with you. And, Coach, what else you got for the week?
Well, we're just trying to clean things up here at the end.
The Surf Pro of Vermilion County, being our presenting sponsor.
That's a little segue.
You're having fun with that, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Absolutely.
Yes, I am. I'm sure there's a lot of teams out there like to clean their act up a little bit.
You've got a couple of weeks left here with us before you go into a little bit of a hiatus. We go down to a half hour starting on July 5th, and we will go to a half hour for probably about 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Before football season kind of starts taking shape, we'll do some preseason stuff there before we hop back up to an hour in mid-August. But we've got just easier with fair season coming up with some of the shows that we got coming up.
You know, one of my favorite fairs is?
What's that?
Iroquois County Fair.
Is it now?
Yes. Oh, hey, a lot of friends up in Iroquois County. Barry Bauer, say hello to Barry Bauer up there in Iroquois County. So, yep, the Goodings and the Nagleys and that whole group
love,
up in Iroquois
County. We love
our
folks up there in Iroquois County, of course. You know, the schools in the northern part of the VVC that are let's face it, they're the newer schools for the conference.
Oh, all right.
But they've been welcome additions, and the folks up there, I tell you, you know, it's been fun the last couple of years to see where Iroquois West has went with the of course the Leonard brothers, but I mean what Sista Park's done. Oof, oh, you know, so with the girls program there,
basketball and volleyball, can't
all of Barry's teams up there at Watsika.
Oh, Barry's done a great job.
The Bearcats and 9-man and 8-man football, well, and they've had some pretty good years there.
When
it
was up
softball,
in Nevada, just that school won state championships in 8-man football, and they played teams in Idaho. They played teams in California.
How did you get way out there?
Well, when I did the, every year I do the Coaches All-Star Game and Hall of Fame Banquet in Las Vegas. And so I had a booth set up along with John Stoat with the GOAT basketball. And we was promoting my camps and stuff, and the young lady called me from, I can't pronounce the name of the school, Pegaganga Valley, but it's Alamo, Nevada is where it's
at. I'm sure they had trouble pronouncing the
town. Oh, they did. There's no question. But anyway, long story short, they're very successful. That's how she saw it. She was at the clinic and said, Coach, could you come and do a camp? Well, I'd just come back from Charleston, South Carolina, doing a camp at a military base. And I said, let me look at the dates. And we worked out the dates. Saturday or Sunday this week, I was supposed to either go to Japan or St. Kitts, but I canceled Japan one because I was thinking I was going to go to St. Kitts, and they've rearranged what we're going to do that. So I've got a couple more camps here. I got to go to Omaha and do one, and then I do one in St. Louis, and then I leave the last part of August.
That's staying busy, and it's a good way to knock off the heat here. We'll do it all again next Saturday morning, the 28th.
What shirt are you going to wear next week, Chad? Let people guess what shirt is Chad Baker going to wear.
I think it's going to be whatever clean laundry I have. We got more reports coming up next hour from Arts of the Park as well, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye, Coach.
See ya.
WITY Denver.